Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you get Wills Mullick back today. How tough has his rehab been?
Well,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been. Well, it's been 2 months, hasn't it, Schultzy?
Yeah, the last time we played Tech.
Yeah, so it's good to have Willie back, and it's been a grind for him. And, you know, he's never been injured, so I know it's been really difficult for Will, and he's been back for a while practicing, but it just takes time sometimes, and those upper body injuries, he just needed time, and but he's fired up right now.
Are you going to keep an eye on his minutes, or is he a full go?
You can play. Yeah, no, he's a full go, Schultz. Once he's in a black jersey, he's out of his orange. He's out of his orange jersey. He's a full go. And Will Zamolik doesn't want it any other way.
Going into the season, I think it's safe to say that he was your best defensive defenseman. Kyle Oft was nipping on his heels, but how has Kyle kind of evolved now being put into that role the last 2 months?
Absolutely, Schultz. You hit it on the head, and Kyle's really evolved. And again, that's going to happen when he gets extended minutes, and he's going to eat up some of the minutes that somebody else would have. And, you know, that's a benefit for Kyle right there. So, you know, we've got a deep core, and we feel we've got guys that got a lot of different attributes on the blue line.
Do you feel like you're now 1A and 1B in that position as opposed to a 1 and a 2?
Probably. Yeah, exactly. It's going to take a while, though, too. I don't try to get too excited. I'm excited to have everybody back, but there's things I don't want to go over on the air. I don't know why we get so secretive as coaches. It's like, who the heck's really listening anyway? But you know, I mean, Rosie's not doing, you know, he's not, you know, 100%. Will's not 100%, but the bottom line is they're in the lineup.
Okay. Other players have had to fill in those minutes with Will out. That makes those players better. Obviously, they're getting game situations. That makes them better practice players. That makes your forwards compete harder against guys that are improving, you know, defensively. In the big picture, does it make your team deeper?
Yeah, it does. And Schultz, that's the one thing with injuries. Somebody else needs to play, and when somebody else needs to play, that means they're getting experience. When they're getting experience, that means they're getting more confident. When they're getting more confident, that means they're becoming, they're developing as a hockey player, and that helps them and it helps the team. So there's always positives to those types of things as well.
There are a lot of teams playing a lot of games right now. Tech just finished a 7-game road trip. They're in the midst now of a 7-game homestand. Have you ever been in a league with only a couple of weeks left where there is this much unknown yet as far as what's going to happen?
Schultz, I don't even look at the standings, and I really don't. Coaches say that, but I don't look at the standings. I don't even know where anybody's at. It's such a – and the reason I don't is it's such an odd year. It's such a crazy year, and I know we have 8 games left, so I don't even want to get a headache looking at those things.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. The WCHA announced its playoff format this week, Tom. What do you like about the decision that was made?
I'm not fond of it, to be honest with you, and I have no problem disputing that. I wanted a one game, and I think it should be a one game, but we got to do what that's what the league wants, and that was the vote. That was the vote of the teams, and we just got to move forward there.
With all of the rescheduled games the next couple of weeks, has home ice ever been as important as it's going to be this year?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Everybody's playing a lot of games.
Yeah, I don't know, Schultz. Yeah, not really. I think if probably there's a time where home ice isn't a factor this year, to be honest with you. I look at the opposite way, but yeah.
All right, how about not home ice, not having to travel?
I don't know, Schultz. You're thinking way too much and way too far ahead. It is what it is. You know, whether you travel or don't travel, it's the playoffs, and that's how you got to look at things. So, you know, as far as the question, I don't know how to answer that, to be honest with you, Schultz. I'm not as dialed in as you are with the question right there. The bottom line is, I think if you're gonna have to travel, it's probably gonna be the easiest year to travel. There's really no fans in the stands. I don't know if there's been that much of a home ice advantage all year. Maybe there is. And in traveling, obviously, you want to be at home. Traveling isn't fun, but again, if there's a year you have to do it, this year's probably not that bad.
CCHA was also in the news this week. Tom Lucia was interviewed on the NHL Network, announced that it'll be a 26-game regular season. That means an unbalanced schedule where it's going to take quite a number of years to get that thing balanced where you're playing everybody the same number of times. Fans get caught up on that. Do coaches?
No, at all. And we're not doing a balanced schedule. It's never a year. It's never going to be like in 8 years you're going to have a balanced schedule. Quite honestly, Schultz, we have a 26-game schedule where we're going to have 14 home and 12 away next year. Then the next year for the Beavs, it's going to be 12 and 14, and it's going to alternate that way. And the teams that we always play twice is going to be Bowling Green, Ferris, and Lake Superior State. We're doing that from a travel standpoint. So you'll never have you're never going to have a balanced schedule, if that makes sense. And, you know, and to me, with 26 games, you can't ask for it. That's as close to a balanced schedule as you're going to get. But what it allowed us to do, it allowed us to keep 8 non-conference games. It allowed us to maintain our rivalries in state. It just allowed us to venture off a little bit. It was the right move, and it was just the right thing to do. Obviously, it'd be nice to play a 13-13 split, but with our footprint, it just doesn't allow that.
Most schools in the CCHA have 3, if not 4, if not 5, or maybe even 6 teams that they can play non-conference that are fairly close. From a coach's standpoint, you're putting a schedule together. It's not that much more difficult to have 4 non-conference weekends than 3, right?
Right, and you're exactly right, Schultz. You just take a look at the footprints of the teams in the CCHA. Our travel isn't as bad as it without the Alaskas in Huntsville. Our travel has really shrunk. We have so many in-state rivalries that we want to maintain. It's so important to maintain those historical rivals that we had. And, you know, we could still, we had 8 non-conference games basically, you know, all these years because we went to Alaska and had the exempt game. So we really wanted to keep that. We felt that the only way that we could keep our 8 games non-conference was doing it this way. We felt we really didn't have a choice. And there were some coaches that just, you know what, that it took a while for them to buy in to have an unbalanced 14-12 and 12-14 breakdown. But at the end of the day, I just think it's a small price to maintain those rivalries.
On to Tech, where are they better than they were back in December?
Well, I mean, they're a good hockey team, and I mean, probably as far as they might have one of the deepest forward groups in the league. They're very deep up front. No question about that, and they have dangerous forwards. They've got a very experienced back line, you know, good size on the back line. They get quality goaltending. They're a team that without many deficiencies.